The WNCW Weekend Window is open, letting you know about cultural, community, and historical events around the WNCW listening region. I'm Kim Clark.
And I'm Joe Green. Join the Todd Community Preservation Organization for a free summer concert series held in Todd's Cook Park. Their next concert is this evening from 6 till 8. The concert series will feature artists performing a range of genres from folk to R&B. More information and a sign-up for event notifications are at toddnc.org.
At the Carl Sandburg Home in Flat Rock this morning at 10:15, it's a stage performance of the Rutabaga Express, Sandburg's own creation of American fairy tales. This 30-minute program features an apprentice cast and director from Flat Rock Playhouse. Today's also a family fun day at the Carl Sandburg Home with a variety of nature and farming activity stations, and at noon, Carlton Burke and the Science of Birds of Prey in the amphitheater at the Sandburg Home in Flat Rock.
Today is the final day to see the retrospective display of the watercolor and oil works of acclaimed artist Brian Keith Smith at the Art Gallery on Highway 184 in Banner Elk. The exhibit spans his 30-year career. More at 828-898-5175.
The Folk Moot Festival, bringing folk dance and world culture to Western North Carolina, is just getting underway. The Parade of Nations will be happening on Main Street in Waynesville today beginning at 10, followed by the Many Cultures Carnival at the Folk Moot Friendship Center in Waynesville. Other Folk Moot programs will be presented in the coming week in Hickory, Asheville, Hendersonville, Canton, and more. Details are at folkmoot.org. And now let's take a break for some regional history.
From the Mountain Gateway Museum in historic Old Fort, North Carolina, this is History Dibs and Dabs. I'm Karen Nilsen. The clear-cut borders of the Civil War existed only on maps. This is nowhere more true than in the mountainous areas of the Confederacy. Some mountain men fought for the Union. Others deserted the Confederate Army, hiding out in places like Linville Caverns. Civilians such as Delcina Hicks Ledford of Clay County spied for the North. Delcina supposedly sewed messages into the hems of her skirts, then snuck into the Union camps, claiming to any Confederates who stopped her that she was out searching for her cow. The Confederacy inadvertently stirred up unrest when they made unreasonable demands and overreacted to dissension. The smaller farms of the western region couldn't support widespread slave ownership like the larger eastern plantations, so many here considered the conflict a rich man's war and a poor man's fight.
History Dibs and Dabs is produced by WNCW in association with the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. More about North Carolina's history, arts, nature, and culture is at ncdcr.gov.
This is the Weekend Window. We're at the height of festival season, so if you're looking to plan a scenic and musically oriented getaway, here are a few ideas. The 5-day Floyd Fest Music and Arts Festival in Floyd, Virginia offers a variety of music and adventure. It's a family-oriented festival that offers camping, running July 27th through 31st. The Virginia Highlands Festival is July 29th through August 7th in Abingdon, Virginia. The annual festival celebrates Virginia's cultural and natural beauty. Outdoor events include wildlife hikes, biking events, kayaking, and wine tours. More at vahighlandsfestival.org. Then there's the 37th Annual Folklife Festival at Warriors Path State Park in Kingsport, Tennessee, Saturday, July 30th. A day to celebrate the folk traditions of our Northeast Tennessee region. It offers traditional music, craft and life skills demonstrations, old-timey games, and even ghost tales around the campfire. It's a free event. Info on these happenings and more are on the events calendar at appvoices.org.
Wild Herb Weekend is going on today and tomorrow at the Valley Cruces Conference Center on Highway 194 in Valley Cruces up in Watauga County. There are hands-on workshops for those interested in growing herbs for a hobby, using herbs in healing, or for starting a commercial herb operation. More information is at ncherbassociation.org.
Greenville Technical College's Riverworks Gallery in downtown Greenville, South Carolina, is featuring an exhibit titled Critters, featuring sculptor Ann Lemansky, printmaker Megan O'Connor, and photographer Alice Seabrell. The exhibit runs through August 21st. GVLTEC.edu has more.
At the North Carolina Arboretum in Asheville through the end of the month, it's the exhibit The Magic of Western North Carolina, which includes more than 80 realistic watercolor paintings featuring the landscapes, life, and landmarks of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Today from 1 to 4, artist James Scott Morrison will offer free watercolor demonstrations in the upstairs lobby of the Baker Exhibit Center at the Arboretum.
Submissions of community public service events may be sent to Joe G. or Kim C. at wncw.org. Weekend Window is a presentation of WNCW Public Affairs and is produced by Kim Clark and Joe Green.